Narrate this course chapter clearly for learners with smooth pacing. Introduction to Claude's tool. Use this chapter gets you from Claude can answer questions to Claude can decide when to call a structured function, receive the result, and continue the job. That is the first practical step toward real connectors. Claude tool use is not magic plugin installation. In the Anthropic Messages API, you describe tools with names, descriptions, and JSON input schemas. When Claude decides a tool is needed, the response contains a tool use content block, and the API response stop reason is tool use. Your application runs the actual code, then sends a follow-up message containing a tool result. Claude never reaches into your runtime by itself. Your host application remains the executor and policy boundary. That boundary matters. If your tool fetches a stock price, deletes a file, sends an invoice, or queries a customer database, Claude only proposes the call. Your software decides whether the call is valid, authorized, observable, and safe. Prerequisites check. Before you start, verify that you can do three things. 1. Read and write a small Python or TypeScript script. 2. Store an API key in an environment variable rather than hard-coding it. 3. Understand JSON objects, required fields, and string number types. If those are shaky, finish a basic API client tutorial first. Tool use adds a multi-step protocol on top of ordinary API calls. It is not a good place to learn HTTP from scratch. The mental model: model chooses, host executes forwards. A tool use exchange has 4 parts. 1. You send Claude a user request plus a list of available tools. 2. Claude returns either normal text or a tool use block. 3. Your host validates the tool name and input, executes local code, and returns a tool result. 4. Claude uses that result to produce the final answer or request another tool. The tool description is part of the model's context. It should say what the tool does, when to use it, and what each field means. The input schema is the contract your code can validate before execution. Anthropic recommends precise tool definitions because ambiguous descriptions make tool selection less reliable. Here is the smallest useful stock price tool. It uses a fake in-memory price table, so the first exercise is reproducible without a paid market data provider. Run prompt cell model, Claude Sonnet-4-6 prompt. You have a tool named getStockPrice that accepts ticker string. Use it to answer, what is the current price of Koenig? Expected output goals. Claude should return a tool request similar to tool use name getStockPrice input ticker Koenig. After your host returns the tool result, ticker, Koenig, price, 42.5, currency, USD, as of 2026 as 5/4T12Z. Claude can answer, Koenig is trading at 42.15 USD as of 2026 05/5Z. The important phrase is, your host returns. Claude does not know the price. The model selected the tool and filled the arguments. Your program supplied the facts. A first implementation shape, the exact SDK syntax can change, but the control flow is stable. In a full app, the code around this function calls the messages API, checks for a tool use block, dispatches by name, catches errors, and sends the result back as a tool result. Anthropic's messages API is the primary API surface for this interaction. Why input schemas are not optional. Without a schema, every tool call becomes a guess. The model may send stock, symbol, ticker symbol, or company name. Your application then either breaks or accepts loose input that later creates security problems. Schemas protect both sides. Claude gets a compact contract for which fields to fill. Your host can reject malformed input before touching external systems. Logs become comparable because the same tool always receives the same shape. Use specific descriptions. Fetch data is weak. Return the latest quote for one uppercase ticker in the demo portfolio feed is useful. Callout type a warning. Do not connect a write-capable production tool on your first pass. Start with a read-only tool whose output you can verify manually. Once parsing, validation, and logging work, then add mutation tools with explicit approval gates. Callout. Common first failures. The first failure is overbroad tools. A tool named Run Python or Query Database is easy to demo and dangerous to operate. It gives the model a low-level execution primitive instead of a business action. Prefer get invoice status, look up stock price, or list open support cases. The second failure is hidden side effects. A tool named Sync Customer might read from Salesforce, update Stripe, and email an account manager. the model cannot reason about that safely from the name. If a tool changes state, say so in the description and require confirmation in your host. The third failure is treating model output as trusted JSON. Even when using tool schemas, validate inputs in your own runtime. Consistency guidance from Anthropic emphasizes strengthening outputs through constraints and checks, not wishful parsing. Knowledge check questions. Question: in Claude tool use, who executes the tool code? Answers: Claude's model runtime, the host application that received the tool use block, the tool schema itself, the browser automatically. Correct. 1. Explanation: Claude requests a tool call. Your host validates and executes it, then returns a tool result. Question: why should the stock price tool require a ticker field in its schema? Answers: so Claude can infer prices without calling the tool, so the host can validate the required argument before execution, so API latency is lower, so the tool can bypass authorization. Correct. 1. Explanation: the schema gives Claude and your host the same contract. Run prompt cell model, Claude-Sande 4.6. Prime designing a first Claude tool for a finance assistant. Compare these tool names and tell me which is safer. Run SQL query, get customer balance, customer ID, or update account, anything. Explain the operational risk. Expected output. The safer first tool is get customer balance, customer ID. Why? It is narrow and business specific. Its input is constrained to a customer identifier. It sounds read-only, which makes review and logging easier. Run SQL query is too powerful because it exposes a general database primitive. Update account anything is vague and write-capable, so it needs a much stronger schema, authorization check, and human approval step. Knowledge check questions. Question: free form, describe one tool you would not expose directly to Claude in production and rewrite it as a safer business-level tool. Hands-on exercise. Build a local script that defines get stock price ticker and exposes it to Claude as a tool. Use only a hard-coded demo price table. Success criteria. The tool schema has exactly one required field, ticker. A request for Koenig produces a tool use turn, then a final answer with price, currency, and timestamp. A request for an unknown ticker returns a controlled error, not a stack trace. You log the tool name, validated input, and success failure. What's next? Chapter 2 moves from one client-side function to MCP, the protocol that lets hosts discover and call tools, resources, and prompts from external servers. Anthropic tool use with Claude. docsanthropic.com/n/docs/agents-and-tools/tool-use/overview. Anthropic messages API. docs.anthropic.com/api/messages-anthropic. Increase output consistency. docs.anthropic.com. docs test and evaluate. Strengthen guardrails. Increase consistency.